Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is a Tuesday. It's time for some dirty laundry, so let's dish it up.
And it's the last time in this, decade
that I'll be doing this. In your 20s, it's your last one.
It's so my last one. All right.
You're going into the big 30s starting tomorrow.
I know. Woohoo! Yeah, I've been here, how many years? Yeah, do the math.
All right. Do the math. So, why doesn't it add up?
It doesn't add up. So Jessica Simpson was doing another, book interview yesterday.
Signing.
And PETA, of course, interrupted the whole thing again.
Why does she just make peace with these people and just stop wearing fur?
I didn't realize she does wear that much fur.
Yeah,
she must sell
they
it, I guess.
They know about it, though. So.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting, too. She was doing the interview with Katherine Schwarzenegger. I didn't know she was doing stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, following in her mom's footsteps, I guess. All right, so we know that Pam Anderson got married for 12 days to John Peters.
Yeah, no, he broke it off, apparently.
Yeah, but now he's talking, and this is getting real juicy. All right.
Yep.
He is saying that for the longest time he wanted to be with her. Now, he says he's an old fool because she was broke, and she reached out to him via text saying, I want to get married. So he said, it was a dream come true, even though I was engaged to someone else, and the lady was moving in. He goes, I dropped everything for Pam. She had almost $200,000 in bills and no way to pay it, so I paid it, and this is the thanks I get. There's no fool like an old fool.
Dude, you're 74 years old. You should know better.
He should know better, but of course Pam's people are saying that's false, but we do know she had money problems, so. Michael Lohan got arrested.
Yeah, apparently he got tangled up with his ex-wife again. He got arrested. He was put in the clink. While he was in the clink, he complained of chest pains, so they took him to the hospital for observations. But they filed for divorce back in 2018. They lost their sons, Landon and Logan. They've been removed from their home. So
I guess he went
in there and he physically and verbally abused her, and he was arrested.
These two, man, they keep going back and forth, too.
How hard is it to get a divorce? I don't know, but it seems to be taking these two a long time.
So Blac Chyna's caused a little controversy because I just think she wants some more time in the press right now.
Yep.
She posts a photo of announcing that she's pregnant, an ultrasound photo. So everyone thinks,
then she took it down.
Yeah, then she takes it down. That's not something to joke about.
No, not at all. She's got a 7-year-old son and a 3-year-old son. Of course, with Rob Kardashian and Tyga.
The photo she used is a photo that somebody else used. I think one of her, her stylists or something. So it's just, I don't know what she's up to on this, but that's the latest with her. The Rock's daughter is joining the WWE.
And can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
I would like to, Sharky. You know I love Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Mm-hmm. She's 18 years old, so she has joined the WWE. And she's going to take after her father, it looks like, Shark.
Yeah. Good for her. She's going down to the training center down in Florida. And who knows? She could be another big star, maybe work into another, go for the WWE into the movies. You never know, in her dad's footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the deal here? The Backstreet Boys were on the Today Show today?
No, they're on Good Morning America this
Good Morning America. I'm sorry. Morning America.
And they were performing, and all of a sudden they said, because it's Valentine's week. We want to do something special. So they bring out this girl, and she gets proposed to. But there's, stories going around that these two are actually already engaged. And he made a big proposal, 2 years ago. He's, in politics. And I guess they're saying, is this just kind of, set up? Or someone said, they broke up before. It's a re-proposal. I'm like, whatever. Yeah,
it's a typical politician move, whatever way the wind blows. We're engaged, we're not engaged. We're engaged, we're not engaged.
Yeah, but they're engaged again, and she seems so surprised.
Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Yes. Because she likes the Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys in Hartford July 18th at the Xfinity Theater.
Yes, I can't wait.
That's on a Saturday night, too. That's going to be a jamming night.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Saturday night. Won't be school the next day, so you can get all nutty and crazy like you did back in the 90s.